Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for allowing me to be on this radio station once again. I want to thank you today for tuning in this way today, and I hope and pray the Lord to bless you today. I know He will. I know the Lord is speaking to souls, and I know He's dealing with some that's been listening to me. And I tell you, that's encouragement to my heart, because I do know that my labor is not in vain in the Lord. I know when the Lord sends forth His Word, the Holy Spirit gives it, it's not going to come back void, but it's going to accomplish what it's sent out to do. Just like the rain and snow comes down from heaven, like the Scripture said, He said that it's going to benefit the earth. It's going to cause the trees to grow. It's going to feed it, and so forth. And so does the Word of God. And so I know it's not in vain in the Lord. I know my labor is not in vain. I know I can go forth and just put out a good effort, fight a good fight. And I know the Lord's going to take care of every situation, no matter what we face. We're going to face oppositions. We're going to face persecutions. We're going to face a lot of different things in this life being a Christian. The Bible tells us that we're going to. He said, but count it great joy that you have been counted worthy to suffer for Christ. If you're being persecuted for the cause of Christ, for living right and trying to do the will of God, then leap for joy. The Bible says, you're counted worthy to suffer for the Lord's sake. And I tell you, the Bible said, if we suffer as an evildoer, it's not so good. And the Lord's going to get our attention. But we ought not to suffer because of storms that come in our life by our sins and by turning our back on God or just not giving a wholehearted effort. We're going and doing the things that pleases our flesh, and it ought not to be that, but it ought to be the sufferings that's cause of living for the Lord. And when we do that, the Lord takes care of that. He takes care of all. He talks about that. He says, be better than the folks would take a millstone and wrap it around their neck and jump in the midst of the sea than to offend my little ones. And those that are of God, those that are saved, He said it ought not to be. And sometimes we bring things on ourselves too. We got to be careful about that we don't bring things on ourselves as well. So it's always good to look at ourselves, first of all, when things are going on and persecutions are happening to us, and we're to look at it first. We're to examine ourselves and be sure that we're in the right and that we're doing right and we're trying to follow the Lord. And we're doing everything we're supposed to do. And if we are, and He's encouraged us by it, then we just count it joy that you've encountered the worthy to suffer. And the Lord take care of the rest. He's going to do the work. And knowing that, you'll learn through the situation. You'll grow. The most growing that a child of God does is when they're in the storm and when things are going on, you see the glory of God even in a better way. When you're suffering, when the storms is raging and you trust in God through it, you don't break rank. You just believe the Lord, and He'll take care of the situations. We're not perfect through it, but we'll just lean on Him, and we'll just love Him and pray unto Him and ask Him for mercy and help and strength and just give us grace over it. I tell you, He'll bless you for it, and I tell you, you'll learn through it, and you'll be able to help somebody else down the road. And knowing that, you feel that's when people see the Lord even more so, just like they saw it in Stephen when Paul, the man called Saul at the time, when he gave his consent to put Christians to death and so forth. And there was a man called Stephen, man full of the Holy Ghost. And there they were. He began to tell them the truth. They didn't like it. And they stoned him to death. And Paul, the man, it was Saul at the time, he saw him and he saw his as the face of an angel, or he had the glory of God on him. And he saw something in this man. And I believe that's what brought his conversion. I believe the Lord used that to deal with Saul and save his soul. He got real. He got saved. And he said, the Lord told him, I'm going to change your name to Paul. So that's Apostle Paul today. But when we suffer, when we go through things, and I don't know anybody that suffered like that, it's actually been killed for the cause of Christ. But I tell you that back then that they definitely did. But I tell you today, if we suffer, a lot of times it's not so much it's not flesh and blood. It may be by the tongue and people lashing out with their tongues and eating us up and beating us up with their tongues and all types of things and threaten to fire us or threaten to do this and threaten to do that and all kind of things that go on. But yet the Lord's in control. It's all His anyway. He owns everything. He everything in this earth is His. And I tell you, the Lord will give it to whom He will. And whatever His will is, He'll make it known. And He'll make the way for us. We don't have to worry about that. But I tell you today, I want to speak to you out of Isaiah chapter number 53. And the Bible said here, who have believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Who have believed our report? Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You got to hear the Word of God. You got to believe the Word of God. And if you'll believe it, if you'll believe the gospel of Christ, then you can get saved. You can. The Lord will reveal Himself unto you. He'll make Himself known to you through His Word. If you'll just got to receive it, believe it, obey it, and confess your sins to God, He's faithful just to cleanse you. He'll save you. He'll make you new. I tell you, you'll walk in newness of life from that day forth. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid it as our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. He was despised and rejected of men. God Himself got into a human body, came down to this sin cursed world, and I tell you, mankind rejected Him. I mean, they rejected Him, they bruised Him, they did all types of things to Him. He gave His life, no man took His life, but I tell you, He was beautiful from the top of His head to the bottom of His feet. Beautiful, I tell you, He's God Almighty in a human body. And the Bible said that He was despised and rejected. I tell you, He come forth doing the will of the Father. And the Bible said he was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. And that's the same way today. People are not esteeming him. They're not thinking on him. They're not receiving the message. They're not receiving the death of Christ and what he bore and what he suffered and how he was born of a virgin made under the law. I tell you, today people are not. They don't regard God. They turn their back on God and they're running and they're going and they're doing and they're building up a career. They're building up a bank account, savings account, and they're going and they're just going the way of the world. Whatever it is, it's, you know, the way of the flesh, and there they go, trying to build up this and think that they're prosperous because they got a good job or a good bank account, and they've got fancy cars, they've got fancy homes, and they've got this and got that. They're never satisfied. They're running and going and doing, but yet they're without God. They're miserable on the inside. They're not happy. They don't have the Spirit of living God in them, and so they're not saved, and they need to be saved. The Bible talked about that they're living under that law, and they're not happy. They're not complete. And the Bible said when you get saved, when you hear this report, when you believe this gospel of Christ and you receive it in your heart, I'll tell you something, He'll make Himself known to you. He'll make you new on the inside. You'll be complete in Him, and you'll walk in newness of life, and you'll be happy. And the things of this old world, you won't seek for. You won't be looking for material things. I tell you, material things are natural. We got to have material things in this life. I'm talking about the things that we need, a home to live in, and our utilities being paid. And we got to do these things. There's nothing wrong with doing a good job, working hard, and working good at your career. The Lord wants you to. He wants you to make a living and do your best. But that ought not to be your God. It ought not to be everything that you're searching for, just to see how much more you can make and how you can keep up with the Joneses or how you can, all these types of things. It's to serve God and to give it to God and whatever the Lord puts on your heart and those type of things. You got to put God first and let Him work all the other things out. And when you do, He'll bless you. But today people are just running after the world. That's the way the devil gets people. He has power to offer it up to them. He offered things up to Christ, and he waited when Jesus was in the wilderness 40 days there, 40 nights, 40 days there, and there that he come to tempt him. He was 100. He hadn't eaten anything, and he began to tempt him, say, if you are the Son of God, won't you turn these stones into bread and eat? You're hungry. You spend 40 days. And he tempted him. He said, the man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. He took him upon the high pinnacle there. He took him and showed him everything. He said, if you'll bow down to me, I'll give you all of this. And he said, also the scripture said that it's God whom I serve and him only. And he said, I love the Lord thy God with every my mind, soul, strength, and body, my everything. He said, I'm not going to fall down to you, fall down to the world, fall down to material things and all these types of things. And the devil tempted him there. And that's the way the devil still works today. He'll offer you everything in the world. You start thinking about getting real with the Lord and trying to get saved, get to a Bible-believing church. He'll do everything he can to stop you, to keep you from praying, to keep you from seeking God to be saved. He'll work on you in all types of ways. He'll use a woman. He'll use a man. He'll use everything that He can. He'll use a job. He'll use finances. He'll use everything to stop you from seeking the Lord, telling you not now, why you should wait later, why you should wait till you get a little bit older, or wait till you get to church next week or next month or whatever it is. I mean, He's just the liar and the father of it. He's got a back pocket full of them. Just like my pastor's preached, he's preached that for many years, that Satan has a back pocket full of lies, and he's going forth sowing lies. He's the father of it. That's what Jesus said. You are the father of the devil, the liar. He's the liar, and you're the father of it. And you're his child. You're his children. He told them exactly what they were when they began to come at him and to lash out at him and blaspheme the Holy Ghost. I tell you, God, have mercy on you today. I mean, people that way today, they're blaspheming the Holy Ghost. They're speaking out against God's people. People need to be careful what they do. Well, how they talk about when God's using a person, how they make comments, they need to be careful. I tell you, some people, if you're saved, you can't blaspheme the Holy Ghost. And sometimes it makes me wonder about some people if they've ever been saved. I tell you something, at one point I thought they were. But when they start making comments like that, it bothers me, it scares me that I don't even know if they've really been in the faith. But I hope they have, and they need to be careful what they say about the Word of God, about the people of God, who God's using, because it's dangerous grounds. And people have blasphemed the Holy Ghost. And the Bible said that I'd never have forgiveness in this world or the world to come. And God have mercy today. He's doing that, and He's taking souls to hell. But the Lord sent His Son to the world, not to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. And there's hope for you today. There is hope for you today. You can be saved. Jesus has already came. He already came and shed His blood. He already paid the price for sin. He already bore our sins in His own body on the tree. He tasted death, hell, and the grave for you. Everything's been done. The price has been paid. All you got to do is receive the gift of eternal life. Come and receive Him today. Open up your heart. Confess your sins to Him. Cry out to the Lord, I'm a sinner, I'm wretched and vile, I'm depraved, I have no hope, Lord, I can't help myself, I've tried it, I've tried to turn over a new leaf, I've joined churches, I've done this, and I'm still in the same boat, I'm still doing the same things, I'm still weak, I still can't do it, I realize I'm not saved. You need to see that, and you need to confess that, and then when you pray to Him like that, and say, Lord, I'm a sinner, I need Your help, I need mercy from the Lord, forgive me of all my sins, I'm ashamed to even talk to You or pray to You. If you really repent like that, be sorrowful, He will save you. He's willing and waiting on you, ready to save. His arm is not short and He can't save. His ear is not dull of hearing and He can't hear you. His eye is not dim, He can't see you. He knows you. He sees you. He hears you. He knows you. And He knows your heart. He's waiting on you. And what the very instant you get real with Him, He's there. He's ready and willing and will forgive and save and seal you with the Holy Spirit of promise today, redemption. Get alive in you. You'll never be the same. You'll be walking newness of life. You'll be a brand new creature in Christ. Old things will pass away. All things become new to you when you get saved. Thank God today. He'll save your soul no matter how dark you've been, no matter what you've done, who you've done it to. Like we said, if you have blame from the Holy Ghost, there's forgiveness for you. If God's dealing with you like this, I don't believe you have blasphemed, because He's dealing with your heart in a strong way. I feel it. And all you got to do is call on Him, repent. And He'll save you. He'll make you brand new on the inside. Jesus, He took your sins. He said here in verse 4, surely He had borne our griefs, carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed Him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. He was afflicted. He was smitten. They plucked His beard. They beat Him so bad you didn't even know who He was when it got done. I mean, they pulled every bone out of joint. I mean, the cross as He hung there, all His bones pulled out of joint. They beat Him so bad His tongue clung to His jaws. He couldn't even lift up His tongue. I tell you, they mocked Him. They scoffed upon Him. They did everything. The bulls of Bashan, He talked about, that was round about Him. They beat Him like no man's ever been beat. He suffered a great suffering for you and me. He loved us. That's why He did it. He loved you. That's why He died for you. And that's why He tasted of this. It's because of you and me and our sins here. And I see my time's come and gone. Write to me. Pray for me. Jesus' precious name. Amen.